The HSEW Vikings have been able to go on a big run as of late, especially with Wednesday's victory over Missouri Valley, where they were able to win 7-3. Earlier in the season, the Vikings fell in a tight 3-1 ball game, which makes this win feel so much better. Sometimes the second round is better, and head coach Trey Bricks was happy to see his boys get the job done.
We played pretty decent on defense. We put the ball in play well, and Nick Denning threw strikes. We thought the first time we played them, we had opportunities and just couldn't get it done. And so it was good to see the second time around that we could do it.
The Vikings have been able to capture multiple victories along the way, as they've been around 500 in the last 10 games of action. Beforehand, the Vikings were on a losing streak and were struggling to keep up with opponents. HSEW needed that spark to get them back on track. With a couple of adjustments in the infield, the Vikings have gotten the boost they needed.
Well, I think a lot of it was, you know, early on in the season, we just couldn't make the simple plays on defense when we needed to, and we were shooting ourselves in the foot. And once we kind of took care of that, things got a lot better. I think, you know, moving Caleb Hatch from center field to shortstop has really helped us. I never dreamt that I would have done that, but he's been a great team player. Told me he could go wherever I needed him to go, and he's kind of given us a boost there on defense at shortstop.
Mentality has been one of the philosophies that HSEW started to obtain. The team's batting average is around .229, which isn't at the top of the Western Iowa Conference, but helps them put into better contention after struggling at the plate earlier this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we talked earlier, a lot of it was about the mental approach at the plate. So we continue to preach that. You know, you got to be a smart batter. You got to, you know, let those bad pitches go by, jump on your pitch to drive, that type of stuff. And, you know, we're continuing to get better at that. We're far from perfect. But yeah, the boys are getting better night by night.
HSEW will be jumping into tonight's game against IKM Manning in a rematch from earlier in the season. The last time these two teams matched up, HSEW was ahead 7-3, headed into the seventh inning, where the Wolves are able to capture an 8-7 victory over the Vikings. If HSEW can continue limiting their errors and remaining consistent at the plate, this game may go in their direction the second time around.
It's a big point of emphasis for us to win that game. The first time we had a 7-3 lead going into the bottom of the seventh, and we couldn't play defense in the seventh. And that's what cost us. So, you know, if we can make the plays that we can make the routine plays, put the ball in play and throw strike, we give ourselves good opportunities. So, you know, I know the boys remember that game, and we want to change the script. So that's our goal. Go throw strikes, make the routine plays, and put the ball in play, give ourselves a chance.
The Vikings will take on IKM Manning tonight at home with the opening pitch at 7:30 for the Youth Baseball Recognition Night. KSOM 96.5 and Western Iowa Today TV will be live for the broadcast that starts at 7:10 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.